Hey there, Les Couples Talk Fam. This is your girl Lovey, and I'm back with you for what is now episode 18 of the Les Couples Talk podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and for reaching out and for making the Les Couples Talk podcast what it is today. So, I appreciate each and every one of you. And today, the topic is sapiosexuals. And I'm talking about sapiosexuals today because this is a word that, or a phrase rather, that my wife and I use a lot. And we have a really deep connection to it. So, of course, I took the opportunity to invite her on this episode.
Hey, did you hear the way my wife says sapiosexuals?
Right, that's the kind of vibe that word or those words bring for us. So, as I was saying, of course, I took the opportunity to bring her on for this episode,
Wasn't missing this one.
right? Because of our understanding, our feeling, and our connection to what we understand sapiosexuals to be. So, getting right into it. The missus is my guest this evening.
Yo.
She's here.
Hey.
She's live.
Yup.
She's ready for this sapiosexuals topic.
Been.
And so we decided to do like a little research on our own and come up with a sapiosexual quote or reading or a line or whatever that spoke to you in terms of what sapiosexual means and why it was chosen, and just speak to the reason it was called to you. So I will let my wife go first with what she found on sapiosexual.
All right. So I found this one quote. Of course, Pinterest is my first point of reference, but I found this one quote, and basically it says, "Intelligence has a pornographic influence on me." Yeah, so that's where I'm at with this. So for me, though, that term sapiosexual, I just need to hear you say that one more time. So, back to how this particular quote had an effect on me in regards to your topic.
So can you read it one more time for me
Of course.
or for us?
Yes. Intelligence has a pornographic influence on me. So,
Damn.
let's talk about that.
It was just as good the second
Right? Okay. But anyway, when we first hooked up and started chatting, that first
time.
date was very, very intellectual. You were in Trinidad and Tobago. I'm sitting here in Florida. So, of course, there had to be something more than a physical that
Correct.
could attract us, right? So, although, aside from the obvious, you're beautiful, I'm beautiful, yeah, that was secondary to the actual conversation. Sure, your picture got my attention. But once I didn't notice your picture until I got to know you. Like, I didn't really notice it the way I see it now until I got to know you. But that first conversation, it was just, oh,
So that was
pornographic.
your, so
'Cause I
our
could.
conversation in a sapiosexual manner
Yeah.
was your pornographic influence.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, 'cause
Okay.
that's the reason for a lot of seasons
Wow.
around here. So,
Right.
you know what I'm saying? So,
I
that's where I'm
do.
at with that.
Okay. I love that, babe.
Okay, cool.
That was well thought out,
Yeah.
and you picked good.
Yeah, well, I
Damn.
try.
All right. Well, mine says, I don't know if I could match up to that now, but whatever.
Try your best. Try your best.
What I found and what spoke to me was this one. I don't know who it's from, but it goes like this. I am a sapiosexual. I admit to being attracted to a cute face or a sexy body or a winning smile. But those things simply catch my eye. For someone to keep my attention requires the ability to uphold their side of a conversation.
Word is all I'm gonna say to that. Because if you are not holding that conversation, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I'm not stimulated if there's nothing in that conversation drawing me to want to know more.
Right.
And for me, you were willing to play with that. And not, and I mean, because when we first started talking, it was just so magnetic. And it wasn't, I'd never touched you, I'd never seen you, I'd never smelled you, I'd never ever put anything other than a scroll on you. And here it is.
Yeah, swipe left, swipe right.
Right. It's an 8-hour workday and we still going from sun up to sundown. So
know.
it was that much stimulation that I never turned away from it.
And that's why this quote meant so much to me, because when I saw this one, I mean, there are thousands out there, probably millions.
Right.
But when I saw this particular one, which didn't take me long, probably like 2-3 memes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw this one and I was like, wow. I was like, this speaks to everything that we built, that our foundation is on, you know.
Yeah.
Great convo that stimulates the mind. Because, I mean, in that one day that we officially met in 2015, that one day of conversation was almost like a lifetime of friendship.
It's like it happened yesterday.
Right.
I can remember a lot of it.
Exactly.
And how I felt.
Me too.
And that is stimulation.
I know. Even today, and we're in 2019 going into 2020,
hey,
right?
Hey, how it starts. It means a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, yes, I saw your pics too. And yeah, I saw the winning smile. And then I saw your shape. And I was like, fuck. Right,
right,
but
right, right.
All of that and everything,
word.
But that was catching the eye, literally.
Yeah.
But it's more than that.
Yeah, we were in a very mental group at the time. Actually, we were in a book writing or story writing, group. Or
I
something
wish
like
I
that.
Could remember the name of that lesbian Facebook group, but
because we were writing in it, and I was reading your comments,
And
so that's
exactly
why
what was happening.
I reached out.
Yeah, that and was an amazing.
If that first few texts had been dead, you would not be here. I would not be here.
Exactly. So just as sapiosexual says that the intelligence is what is sexually attractive, like that is what was happening precisely. That's what was building. Yep.
That was.
That's exactly where I'm going with that.
See, foreplay.
That's why I married you.
Yeah, well. It bees like that.
Let me use your line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I believe that was building our sexual tension, all the great conversations.
Distance.
And the really deep convos, how we were breaking things down. Mm-hmm. Even how we do that now.
Mm-hmm. Nothing ever changed.
Being together with the minds actually together, you know, and present.
I mean, just tonight, you know, you did some stuff that was mathematically genius. And I'm like, yo,
yeah.
I could take this lady in the, if only I could right now. But we had some other priorities, you know, so we had to focus.
That was homework with the Kidma one.
Yeah. That happened.
But
it was
moment,
it was in
that
moment,
so
it was just
you.
Like, because I mean, I tell you, even your mothering is sexy, because a lot of it is
MILF.
Hey, got me one. A lot of it is, you know, you're training a young mind, and to watch you work, to me, that's sexy as hell. Aww. So, you know, that kind of stimulation, that's just going to keep my mind dirty. And I got zero apologies for that.
I agree with you. And I like that path you're on.
Mm-hmm. Keep following your own path, babe.
Already.
This is Libra season. Hello. Let us be reminded. Birthday in a couple days.
Countdown. The bumfoolery
is about to be lit. Exactly. Yeah. It's about to begin.
Go ahead. Sapio sexual. Yeah.
So, would you say, like, in previous partners, the person being a sapiosexual was something that you really looked for?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, when in my teen years, probably dated people that were a little bit older than me. Right. Because I needed that mental connection, that mental conversation, the vocabulary. I needed to know other sides of a perspective. I needed to know. And if you could not hold my attention, you couldn't tell me what was on the front page of the news that day. I really don't think we can kick it.
Yeah. I mean,
so yeah, they had
how
to have,
can you help me grow?
Right.
What can I learn from you? And that's something that I always tell you that I learn a lot from you.
Ditto.
You know?
Ditto.
I mean, in terms of your experience and just your brilliance, even, for example, when you're working from home, and if I'm home that day, I get to watch you work, I get to hear you work, right? And that to me is fucking sexy. Yeah. You on calls, but some of the terminologies that you're using and the jargons and shit, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck does that mean? Man, but
I don't fucking know. Half the time.
Yeah, because you'd be so focused on, you know, in your zone. So you don't even know that I have in that little,
I sure know. But yeah, you tell me that.
Awesome moment, right?
Yeah.
But that to me, looking on at you doing your work, that stimulates me mentally,
right.
Sexually.
I kind of get off on, I know that you, it has that effect. So like when I get those days of work from home, I'll be like, okay, I turn this up a notch.
So weird, you'll be going all out.
Sometimes I pull out some extra vocabulary. Cause I mean, that's the thing about you though.
Right.
You hit me with that vocabulary. Mm-hmm. You got that British, you know, extra vocabulary influence going on, right? So you hit me with some stuff that make me go, wait a minute, this motherfucker's smarter than me. Wait a minute. But then there's a challenge, and then I have to rush to understand you, and I think that's what I should do. To make sure I ain't dumbing you down.
Yeah.
We can't dumb each other down.
No.
So it's always a step up.
Exactly.
Like
a step up to intelligence, always.
It's always up.
Which will make it sexier
every time. And if it don't, you just, I don't know.
Because it heightens the sexual energy, you know?
Hell
the vibration is just on 10 and
14.
Oh, yeah. Right. Even there. And just seeing you two with your glasses, babe, I have to talk about this. I tell you every time, I love it.
Geek look.
Yeah, it's like this nerdy, I'm innocent, but I'm not really Liberianish / teacher-ish. Right, vibe. And I know this.
Yeah.
But it is portrayed that way, you know, naturally.
Anyone,
because it's not like you're putting on a look or anything. It's
Lord.
Just you, you know.
Librarian Leslie, I have heard it before. I've heard that, but I get it. Some people are into that intellectual geekish.
Yep. And I think that's part of being sapiosexual too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you kind of stuck with it, man. I mean, if you like intellect, you just like all variations.
Agreed. So you definitely gotta hold my interest, because generally I'm a person, I get bored quickly,
right?
Or easily, I should say. Not quickly, easily. So I always have to do things to keep myself which you know, right?
Yes.
I have to keep going. I have to be doing something, because if I'm not, I feel like I'm trapped in a box and something is wrong. I can't breathe or something. So I need to keep doing things. And that is my way to also mentally stimulate myself. Right. So I might read or just a journal, or just find something to do. Yeah, go outside, wet the plants or something. But I just gotta be doing something to keep myself stimulated mentally.
And I think as an intellect, you should self stimulate.
Of course.
Sapios. I mean, because if you can't figure out how to do you, how is anyone else ever gonna know how to do you?
Mm-hmm. That's why I always say, like, you help me or you add to my whatever. Like, it's not because of you I am this.
Hell no. You know, because then I met you. So thank you very much.
Right? Yes. Yeah. And lastly, I want to say that even in the midst of you being intelligent as fuck, you are so humble that that's something that I admire, and I love to see your humility within you being, you know, the smartest motherfucker on the planet.
I'm a Libra. It's about balance.
Correct.
The balance is everything, right?
So, that balance we stuck with for a lot.
Because I'm not arrogant, I'm not egotistic.
No, and normally people would think the ego comes with being intelligent. Yeah. Like, you know what, I know it all.
Yeah, no, I don't ever claim to know it all. I actually claim to know less than I'd like to. So if that makes sense, I'm always willing to learn.
Right, is the point. You're open.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So anything, I mean, you might have learned something on your daily journeys that now is a lesson to me. Who am I to not take from that and benefit?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You are a beautiful gift.
As are you. Mm. I'm going to cherish this one. No, I was going to say that's what 9 months plus of marriage is teaching me too.
Months.
Right? Yeah, well, I know. Congrats.
Congrats.
But yeah, that's
to you too.
Yeah, man. You're doing an excellent job. Trust me.
As are you, babe.
Thank you to your exes.
Thank you to all of yours. But we made the cut on both sides here. So
yep, they had to go. Mm-hmm. They had to go.
Wish them all well.
So yeah, keep being that wonderful, humble being. You know, I mean, I see your cockiness sometimes, and it's brought out at the right time. Right, of course not. That's the Libra in you, right? It's all about balance.
Right,
so
right.
Don't think that the cockiness in there, but it's there when it needs to be.
Hold that shit down. I like to finesse my shit. So, you know, it's all about how you can do that intelligently sometimes. And that mind fuck is amazing. You know, try it on.
I know, right? Try it on for size. Yeah, you just might like it. So I hope you all enjoyed this wonderful Sapio Sexuals episode of the Let Couples Talk podcast. Yeah, reach out. Let me know. Are you a Sapio Sexual? Is your partner? Are you all both Sapio Sexuals? You don't know what I'm talking about? Let's get into a conversation as usual. So as I say to you guys at the end of each episode, keep doing and being who you are authentically. The right people will eventually see. Peace and love.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.